Once upon a time, there lived a great big snake whose name was Ojola, who hid in the forest and preyed upon creatures that passed his way. Sometimes Ojola the snake left the forest and he ate the goat and cattle of nearby villagers. In time, they dispatched a hunting party to capture and to slay the great Ojola. And upon hearing their approach, he fled to a nearby farm where a man was busy working. When the farmer saw Ojola, he started to throw down his tools and run, but Ojola said, "Friend, I'm being hunted by my enemy. Please hide me so that I shan't die." The man thought for a moment, and then he said, "You know, you have a bad reputation, but I suppose one must have sympathy for the hunted." And he hid Ojola the snake under a pile of straw that laid in the middle of his field. And when the hunters had safely passed, the man told Ojola that he could go. But the snake didn't leave. He slowly began to wrap himself around the man. And when asked what he was doing, Ojola said, "I'm hungry, so I have to eat you." Man said, "Wait a minute. I just saved your life. You are ungrateful." Ojola said, "Oh no, I'm just hungry." Now, looking for a way out, the man said, "Well, if it has to be like this, we have to have our case judged." Ojola agreed, and they went before the tree, the river, and the grass and asked them to judge the case. The tree listened to the story, and then the tree looked at the man and said, "I grow here by the side of the road, and I provide shade for weary travelers. But when they are finished with me, they break my branches to make plows and axe handles. It is man who is ungrateful for the good that I do for him. The great snake, Ojola, may eat you." And then the river listened to the story, after which the river looked at the man and said, "I flow here between my banks, and I provide water for man. But when the rains come and my banks overflow into his fields, he throws stones at me and he curses me. It is man who is ungrateful for the good that I do for him. The great snake, Ojola, may eat you." Then the grass listened to the story, after which the grass looked up at the man and said, "I provide food for man's cattle. But when I grow old, he burns me and he plants grain in my place. And if I grow amongst the grain, he plucks me up and he kills me. It is man who is ungrateful for the good that I do for him. The great snake, Ojola, may eat you." Ojola tightened his grip on the man and began to lead him away. But along the road, they met the wind. And though he had little hope, once again, the man told his story. The wind listened and then said, "All things are as they are. The grass grows to live. Man burns it to live. The river flows to live, and it overflows its banks because that is its nature. Man grieves for his planted fields because they are his life. And the tree cherishes its branches because they are its beauty. And Ojola the snake, well, Ojola the snake eats whatever he finds because that too is just his nature. So this is not a time for judgment. It's time for great celebration and thanksgiving because all things are as they are." And the wind gave the man a drum. And the wind gave Ojola the snake a drum. And in order to play the drum, Ojola the snake turned the man loose. A great rhythm emerged. And the wind turned to Ojola the snake and sang, "Ojola, since it's your nature to eat man, eat man." And then the wind turned to the man and saying, "Man, since it's your nature not to be eaten, don't be eaten." To which the man loudly replied, "Amen." And since Ojola the snake was no longer holding him, he threw down his drum, ran back to his village as fast as his legs could carry him, and he lived happily ever after. This is the story that reminds all of us that if we see a snake with a bad reputation, take one last look, put it in gear, and then run like the wind.